News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I told you today is going to be a full day. So I've got four scheduled callers lined up, all candidates in one various capacity or another, statewide races, local races. The first one, though, was not originally on my radar, but Kimberly Butler contacted me. She is over in the Shoals area, been running for House District 2 for the state legislature. And she came in third in the original election in the primary, which meant that she was out of the running, so to speak, for going into the runoff. However, she has a challenge to that race. Contacted me over the weekend, and then again this morning we connected, and basically says, I have the evidence now, and I'm willing to share it. So that being said, I thought, you know what? Here's Kimberly Butler. She's running for office, putting her name on the ballot. Living over the Shoals area, a small businesswoman, she and her husband both, I thought she deserves the opportunity to talk about it. Let's see what's going on. So without further ado, let me welcome Kimberly Butler to Right Side Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Well, listen, by the way, do you go by Kim or Kimberly? What do you prefer?
Kimberly, yes.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, then tell me this. I mean, you came in. It was a fairly close race for second place. Ben Harrison is currently in the lead based on the previous vote. Jason Black and yourself were 2 and 3 respectively. However, you're telling me that your challenge now is on the right to be in the runoff as the number two. Am I correct?
That is correct. And so I was officially 14 votes down.
Oh, wow.
Really, really close. Yes. I do have an echo on my end. Is that an echo for you too?
No, it's not on our end. Sometimes we get that, okay. And I apologize. Just do your best to talk through it.
That's fine. I'll try to ignore it. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. So 14 votes, and that was even after the provisionals were counted. Originally, it was 5 votes. After we counted the provisionals, it was 14 votes. And immediately, as soon as the election was over, I started getting some feedback from people who felt they had gotten the wrong ballot. And at first, I kind of ignored it. But when it kept coming and kept coming, after the provisionals were counted, we had 24 hours to file a contest. And so because I had gotten so much, I don't know what the word is, but just hearsay, basically evidence, we decided to file the contest. And after the contest was filed, we have requested the information from the Secretary of State's office. And so we know every person that voted in House District 1 and 2. We know where they live. We don't know how they voted. But we do know what ballot they received. And so we laid this over the map and started calculating to see who actually received the wrong ballot. And because it is an open case, we're not going to reveal the exact numbers. But I can tell you that it is more than enough to overturn the actual election results.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this. Kimberly, so you've actually not only taking the time to research and count the potential votes, my understanding from our earlier correspondence is you've actually met with some of these people and you think you've got well more than the 14 you were down who would say, hey, I would have voted for Kimberly Butler if I'd had the chance.
Yes. Yes. So not only is it just a guess, it's also facts. We've spoken with them individually. We took the time to meet with them in a legal environment to make sure everything was fair, for them to sign an affidavit, to have the witnesses and the notary to go with us to make sure everything was up front. And so not only do we have the evidence that people got the wrong ballot, we actually know how the election would have turned out. And the other thing about that is, even if I didn't have that, this happened in 2 precincts, both of which I was the winner in that precinct. So it matches what the precedence was as well.
Wow. Well, you know, you may already be aware, I think you are from one of your emails to me before, that Etowah County over in the Gadsden area had a major issue there. A friend of mine, no relation to you, I guess, Mac Butler, ran for the House.
Yes.
Yeah. But Mac Butler ran for the House and found out because his sister voted absentee with the wrong ballot that literally maybe 1,000 or so voters were drawn into the wrong district and they had to make all kinds of corrections and still didn't catch them all. You sound like you're in the exact same boat.
Exact same boat. The difference between me and Etowah is we have 14 votes to overcome. I think they have hundreds.
Yeah.
So it's a very tight race, and there was nothing that could have been done to allow me to be on the runoff ballot. The timing would not have allowed. They didn't want to stop the entire election process. everything had been printed. And so the way they're dealing with this legally is on Saturday after the election, I have a hearing where I'll bring forth my evidence. And if I win my case, Algop will do another runoff between me and the first place winner.
Okay. Wow. So that's an amazing story. So you're saying, when you say Algop, the Alabama Republican Party is who you're talking about. You
that's
have
right.
your hearing is before them, not before a court of law, but you're actually going to your hearing before the steering
right.
committee.
It's a hearing it's a court of law officially, but it is before the steering committee. Yes.
Yeah. You're taking,
and so
you're,
it's on the
you're taking what we lawyers would call one of your administrative remedies before actually going to a true court of law. So where's Jason Black in all this? Because he's the one that should be feeling you breathing down the back of his neck right now.
Yes. So I haven't spoken with him since maybe a week or so after the original primary. He did file a contest against this contest. I'm not sure what the exact terminology is, but the bottom line is whatever he does shows that he really doesn't want the people of Lauderdale and Limestone County to be represented. So I don't think, I know the original contest is not going to be valid, not mine, but his. But if he continues to do something to kind of show that he doesn't want the people to be represented, that's not a good thing for a representative. So I don't think we're going to have any more issues. I believe that he is an honest person. I believe he's a good person. And so why in the world would a representative not want all of the legal votes counted?
Well, it's a great point. I guess the only reason why is because it might make him lose.
Well, this isn't about me. It's not about Jason. It's not about Ben. It's about the people of House District 2.
Well, and you've done a lion's share of work. You have done a lion's share of work tracking these people down, counting these votes, mm-hmm. and getting actual affidavits from voters who were otherwise disenfranchised from their proper vote.
Tomorrow, they're still not going to be able to vote in the runoff for Jason and Ben, which nobody else seems to be wanting to talk about. These people, what if I fail and I don't win my case on a technicality? The people that I have found will not be allowed to vote for Jason and Ben tomorrow. So they still won't have a voice as a representative.
All right, you're bringing up a whole new point then. So you're telling me that since the original primary election several weeks ago, they've still not bothered to fix the rolls? Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. As far as I know, I don't have any evidence that shows me that they have changed the roll. So when they go vote tomorrow, they still won't be able to vote in the correct district.
Well, Kimberly, I'm going to tell you, I've been hot on this topic in the Etowah County one, and I believe firmly that there's some people need to lose their jobs. And it sounds to me like that may be the same in yours. And is there now? Is this across county lines, or is it one county registrar's office that messed up?
Not. We looked at Limestone County as well, and we found zero issues in Limestone County. So all of them happened in Lauderdale.
All in Lauderdale County. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then I'm just going to go ahead and say on the air, I think the registrars of Lauderdale County need to go find new work, because obviously they can't put maps and names together and make it work. Do you have any idea how many total names are in the wrong district as far as you know?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you, though.
Okay.
I feel like it's important for the upcoming hearing to not release everything. But
okay.
I do know the number.
All right. And is it a significant number in your opinion?
It's a very significant number.
That's amazing. Well, listen, your hearing is on Saturday. Am I correct? You said Saturday?
That is correct. In Birmingham.
At the central office for the Republican Party down in Birmingham? Yeah.
Actually, not sure about that. I think it's at the law office of, trying to think of the name of it off the top of my head, and I can't remember.
Well, either way, you've got a spot in Birmingham to go. Are you represented by counsel yourself?
I am. I have a lawyer. I have an attorney, and he's done a great job with making sure everything is done legally. And I feel like at this point, it's all on Algop, but I think they're going to want the people of District 2 to have a voice as well. So I just don't see any way that we're going to have any issues with this unit getting this overturned.
And so the bottom line is, you believe that tomorrow there's going to be a vote that's still not going to be the proper vote, and that you're going to wind up having your hearing, and based upon the evidence, the actual affidavits you're going to provide, you believe you can get the election invalidated, and you're saying the state Republican Party has said that they will invalidate it if that happens and hold a new election. Is that right?
Correct. And I also feel sorry for the people of Lauderdale County and Limestone County. Are we not just done with this? Yeah. We want to move on so badly, but the bottom line is the most important thing is that we have safe and secure and accurate elections. And that's what I'm working towards. Even if in the end I end up losing my race, I want to make sure that everybody in State House District 2 has a valid vote.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, there have been, like, we have one state Senate election right now that is separated by a mere one vote, the whole Senate yes. election, which is multi-county. And then, correct. You know, just look back to things like the hanging chads from the Bush-Gore election mm-hmm. in what was that, 19, or that was 2000. They literally, the entire nation waited for one county down in Florida to count little hanging chads on a piece of paper to see right. who won the presidential election for the entire nation.
And I can also attest that the people that when I knocked on doors when we were still campaigning for before the primary, people are very frustrated with the voting system. And they felt like overall their voice had not been heard in 2020. And I assured them that in the state of Alabama, we do it right. That we have safe and secure elections. And no matter what happens in a presidential election, we know that our state level elections are safe. And I said that to these people. And then since then, I've had evidence to believe that's not true. And so it is absolutely just paramount that we deal with this properly and we deal with this ethically and we make sure that everybody has a vote. Because if not, how are we any different from Arizona and how are we any different from Pennsylvania?
Well, so that's true.
It's important to me.
I think it's important to everybody, and I agree with you completely. I will ask this one question though. You're not in your course of your challenge. You're not alleging any ill intent or criminal activity or someone trying
no.
to cheat the system as much as you are just common not no. common but negligence
and in fact,
that resulted
I feel
in a mistake.
Sorry, I feel sorry for the people involved. To be completely honest, nobody, in my opinion, did anything purposely wrong. And then the registrars, I think, were overworked. They were expected to do too much in a short period of time. And so although, you know, maybe somebody needs to be fired, the bottom line is I feel sorry for them as well. And so district lines in Lauderdale are horrendous. In Colbert County, a lot of the district lines lined up with precincts, and they didn't do that in Lauderdale County. And so it was a bigger task. We asked a lot more of our registrars, and mistakes happened. And so I think we need to go back to those lines to make sure they're right and fix the problem. That's it. Nobody
That's very gracious of you. That's very gracious of you. But I will say this: if it were not the fact that this was you know, successful in multiple other counties and we only have two in which it wasn't, I'd say okay. But
right.
Well, listen, Kimberly, we're up against
a
break. But
I don't think it was on purpose.
Well, and I appreciate that. Well, Kimberly, listen, best of luck to you. Keep us posted on how this turns out, and we certainly appreciate you enlightening us today. That's an amazing amount of work on your part to get to this point, and we wish you the best, and we'll look forward
Thank
to
you.
Hear the outcome, all right?
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. All right, Copper, move us to the break. We'll come back and dissect that here in just a few minutes, and then coming up top of the hour, we've got Wes Allen. State Representative Wes Allen, former probate judge Wes Allen, now running to be the next Secretary of State in a runoff with Jim Ziegler, our current state auditor. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and breaking news right here today. We'll be right back.